Hey lovies, this is Christina with Coma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. This is the first episode of season 9 where we are going to be breaking down tarot. Okay, tarot are cards that spiritualists use for divination, and they are littered with, you know, very extreme, very beautiful artwork, and all of the art and symbolism has to do with pertaining to divining the future or the past or any question that you're trying to get answered. My goal has always been to simplify spirituality, and I feel as though we all have a responsibility to the next generation to continue our connection to the universe, you know, deities, and ancestors. And if we are to grow and continue receiving a life of prosperity and happiness, then we should make it simpler or easier to access to the next generation. So for my reasoning of making season 9 all about tarot is because I like to focus on simplifying tarot, and my interpretations may indeed resonate with you. I just happen to be a visual person who loves mystery, and a tarot card is just a picture to display a message, you know, to a mystery or a question. Your situation has not concluded, and we are seeking clarity from it and what our role may be. I'm also, you know, trying to get out my 20 years of experience for those of you who might have started out like me. Just getting a tarot deck and not really knowing what to do with it, despite what you've heard before. Tarot can be intimidating and overwhelming to memorize. But as a tool, you know, you will know what messages are when reading for a while. Some might ask, why even use tarot? They are pictures of a clear message or words to connect with spirits, deities, and ancestors. Tarot is faster than meditation and a few other spiritual tools that you could use for divination. Tarot has been around for a very long time. Around the 14th century in Europe, which began with playing cards, which are more extravagant than reading bones or tea leaves and etc. Tarot are just pictures and paintings to express emotions or even to express directions. There's a link between spirit, you know, and the physical manifestation of art and understanding astrology and astronomy and, you know, all that yada. Is tarot different from oracle cards? Yes, but oracle cards have written messages and leave little room for your intuition. Right, you are guided by the word. So tarot cards hold more of a mystery, and you might be wondering, how will this help? Well, I'm gonna go through all 22 major arcana cards with simple meanings to your readings and study of divination. Then I will go all over all the 4 suits of the tarot: the wands, cups, pentacles, and the swords, and how they connect to our lives, our spirit, and the universe all together. And we will evaluate simply the aces, kings, queens, knights, knaves, and pages of all the suits. We will then go into yes-no equivalents and show how the cards are designed to answer those questions. And then we will analyze the meaning of the numbers 0 through 10 and how the tarot relates them to your messages. Numbers that reoccur in your readings is also key to your overall life's journey. So pay attention. After we've gone through everything, you'll start to develop your own sense of reading and interpreting tarot on your own. You will also develop your own personal style to understanding tarot and how each card, you know, relates to you, how it feels, you know, to you, what you know, what the reoccurring messages are, particularly not just for you, but when you are, you know, reading others. and also how each card makes you feel. I personally have used this simple method to develop what I like to call the tarot equation, which pretty much sums up like when you know when certain cards are together or in certain, you know, areas to each other, what they mean, not necessarily what, you know, booklets will tell you, but what you get a sense of, the patterns that you get. If you were to get the Three of Cups, for example, first, that means there's some type of celebration or some type of positive plan. But then the next card might be the Ten of Swords, where it's kind of like that plan is going to be, you know, get sabotaged in some way, okay? And then you'll start understanding, you know, when you draw certain cards first or last, what messages and meanings or even patterns in life you need to look out for, possibly where others could be the problem or possibly where you could be the problem. Tarot can reveal so much for your life. So, lovies, are you guys ready to go down the tarot rabbit hole with me? So you're probably curious about the word itself, tarot. So, tarot was first known as Trionfi, oh my god, I know I butchered it, and later as Tarocchi, or Tarox, is a pack of playing cards used from at least the mid-15th century in various parts of Europe to play card games such as Tarocchini. Oh my god, I hope I said that right. From their Italian roots, tarot playing cards spread to most of Europe, evolving into a family of games that included German Grosstarot and modern games such as French tarot and Austrian Königuchen. Okay. In the late 18th century, French occultists made elaborate but unsubstantiated claims about their history and meaning, leading to the emergence of custom decks for use in divination via tarot card reading and cartomancy. Thus, there are two distinct types of tarot packs in circulation, those used for card games and those used for divination. However, some older patterns, such as the Tarot de Marseille, originally intended for playing card games, are occasionally used for cartomancy.